Okay, hey everybody, today is Tuesday, September 13th, and this is the 2 p.m. Eastern Time recording of the Parent Success System, and the topic this week is putting your own oxygen mask on first, or self-care. And I think we have a lot of new people on today's call, so just real quickly, we'll cover some housekeeping items. If you haven't received your workbook, let me know. And I'll make sure we email it to you or email you a link. If you haven't received an email invitation or a Facebook invitation to join the Facebook group, email one of us as well. We'll make sure that we get you in there because it's a great forum and there's all kinds of fabulous information there. If you're new, just a reminder that you don't have to be on every call. You don't have to be on the call that you're quote-unquote assigned to. We expect that maybe everyone attends 50% of the calls throughout the course of the year and listens to the rest of them in the recording section. Let me know if you need a password to access the recording site. It should be in all the information that was sent to you, but if for some reason you're missing it or you can't find it later, don't hesitate to give one of us a shout. So let's do this. Let's go around and have everybody introduce themselves and tell us where you're from or where you are and the name, and well, not necessarily the name. You can share the name if you'd like, and the age of the child that drove you or pushed you to sign up for this. And so I'll go first. I'm Jeremy Didier. I live in Kansas City. I am an adult with ADHD. I've got 5 kids. 2 of them have ADHD. 1 has autism. And it's a 12-year-old and the 10-year-old have ADHD. Who wants to go next and check in?
I'll go next.
I'm Valerie.
This is David. Oh, sorry, Valerie. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Valerie. I'm from Indiana. I have 2 boys, 10 and 12, both with ADHD, also ODD, and 1 with anxiety as well.
Awesome. Welcome. David, you want to go?
Okay. Sure. Thanks. David, I live in Huntington Beach, California. It's my wife, Catherine, who's on the line. We have 1 child, a 10-year-old with ADHD, and I think some kind of undiagnosed anxiety.
Awesome. Welcome. Who's next?
This is Courtney McNamara. I'm in Washington, D.C. I have a son who's 7 who is not yet diagnosed with something, but we're probably heading that direction.
Gotcha. Cool. Welcome. Is that everybody?
No, this is Reagan Boggs. I'm based out of Bristol, Tennessee. I have a 7-year-old son. He recently was diagnosed with a combination, a hybrid of ADHD, and he's also has some high-functioning ASD traits as well. So we just found out.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. So this is the part where we go back around and we celebrate something because we have to celebrate the small stuff because sometimes that's what progress looks like for our kids, right? So you can celebrate something big, something small, something that's happened in the last 2 weeks that just you want to share with the rest of the group. And I'm going to celebrate that my 12-year-old got himself up this morning and came downstairs with only 1 reminder and got himself ready to go and out the door on time, pretty much all by himself. And 5 years ago, that absolutely would not have happened. And it was a real pleasure to be able to look back and say, oh my gosh, I never thought we would get to this day. So that's my celebration. Who wants to go next?
Well, this is Courtney. I'll kind of piggyback off of that. My son started school last week, and last week we actually had some pretty good mornings are always really tough for us, and we had some pretty good mornings where he got dressed with, you know, by himself with 1 or maybe 2 reminders, and it was really good. But what I want to celebrate is this morning he did not get dressed with 1 or 2 reminders, and I actually managed to do my calm down, take a breath, get really calm, and not do that. You know what I used to do, which is we don't have time for this, you know, just power through. We got to get it done. So I actually calmed down, right. And so that was my celebration.
That's That's great. We have to celebrate the progress we make too, right?
That for me is big progress.
Actually, more important. That's fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other celebrations?
This is Reagan. I don't know if it counts.
Oops. Reagan, I heard you first. Go ahead, Reagan.
I reached out to the school this week, and I wrote the letter to start the 504 IEP evaluation process, and I've had a wonderful experience with that so far. They compiled the team and had me in the school in just like 2 or 3 days from the time I sent my letter, and they are all very behind him. And his principal at the school actually shadowed him for a few hours in that morning just to kind of see what was going on. So I almost felt like crying when I talked to her on the phone because she was so great. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. It makes such a huge difference, doesn't it, when you feel like your school team is on board and in your corner and doing everything they can. That's awesome. Cool. All right, David?
Okay, thanks. So I will celebrate. Also, our son is getting off to school this year so far within like 2 minutes late or less so far. So that's a big accomplishment for him.
Yeah, that's huge. Very huge. Anybody else?
And this is Valerie. I will share that we did homework last night, specifically my 10-year-old, without screaming and talking about how stupid it was for the first time since school started, which was August 17th. So we've been in a little bit longer than most of you guys have, it sounds like. But, yeah, this was a huge victory last night.
That's awesome. I love that. We still have the complaining in the car on the way home. Can you believe I have homework and it's stupid and it has nothing to do with the topic? Love that. Awesome. Huge success. Big progress. Yeah, so this is what it's about. Part of it is just, you know, celebrating and taking some time to pause and recognize, you know, the things that our kids are doing that are better than the day before or the week before or the year before, and recognizing that we are making progress, right? And doing the same for ourselves, making sure we take the time to pat ourselves on the back and remembering that parenting kids with special needs is so hard. And it's hard for us to remember to take care of ourselves, too, in the process. And that's going to segue really nicely into our topic for today, which is self-care or putting your own oxygen mask on first. And if you're following along in the workbook, you don't need to. But if you want to, we're on page, I believe, 15. And how each call works, just so you know, is we'll go around, we'll celebrate, we'll check in. And then typically we'll either go back around and take aim, or the coach who's leading the call will talk about whatever the topic is for that day, and then we'll go back around and take aim and do a little laser coaching or some discussion about the topic, and then everyone checks out at the end. And when we check out, we ask those four questions that you'll find at the end of each chapter, and it's like, what's my aha for the day? What's an action step I'm willing to take? Have I set myself up for success, or what do I need to set myself up for success? And there's one more. Anybody know what it is? What did I focus on or pay most attention to today? Cool. And that may change. So I think what we'll do, since we've got a relatively big group, is just go ahead and dive into the topic. And then we can go back around and kind of take aim. And if you need help taking aim, let me know. We can walk through it together. But basically, we're going to take aim on the problem, not the solution. And our challenges with our kids and our kids' challenges can impact so many different areas of our lives. And we have some of them listed in the workbook, but you know them off the top of your head, school, home, social environments. And we can either approach these challenges from like a macro level or a micro level. And when we go around and take aim, we'll figure out what's going to be the best course of action or the best place to start with you and with your child and for your family. So putting your own oxygen mask on first, we hear it all the time, right? I mean, it's something that's so, I guess, ubiquitous that it almost kind of loses its meaning. And I was thinking back to when I first became a mom, when my oldest son, he's 18 now, was born. We lived in San Diego, and we were flying home to visit family here in Kansas City. And as the flight attendant came down the plane or the the aisle there to check on everyone, make sure we were all buckled in. And they started doing the thing, you know, here's the exits. If the oxygen mask comes down first, you know, put yours on first, and then it's into your child. And I remember arguing a little bit with the flight attendant because I thought, I'm a great mom. Absolutely. There's no way I would save myself first over my child. And the flight attendant got a little pissy with me, and she was like, dead on the floor, your kid's going to die too. And A, I was a little bit shocked. But B, that suddenly made sense to me. And, you know, we forget that we need to take care of ourselves too. There's a wheel of self-care on the page following, I think page 16, that, you know, illustrates all the areas of our lives where we really need to be taking care of ourselves. And if you were to go around right now and draw a mark, the center of the wheel there is things are going great. And the outside of the wheel is things need a little bit of work. And, you know, it's going to change from day to day. You know, the goal is to have pretty much a solid circle closer to the middle, but there's going to be days where we have Fred Flintstone wheels, right, where it's going to go down and up and down and up, and it's a little more jagged. And there are a lot of things that get in the way of taking care of ourselves or putting our own oxygen masks on first. So what's coming up for you guys as I'm talking about this? Or maybe a better question is, what stands in the way for you when you're thinking about putting your own oxygen mask on first, your self-care?
Well, this is Courtney. I'll go ahead and jump in. This is definitely for me one of the most challenging things, and on a sustained basis. So that's something that I'm trying to do. And just to give a little background and not to be a major downer, but 2 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumor and sadly passed away last year. So this past year has been kind of us kind of operating in kind of this weird world. And, you know, I've been being a caretaker for him and caretaker for my son, and it's been really a difficult thing. And so for me, I found out last May, I was just, you know, when you hear about that and you read about this elastic that's about to snap, I was that snapping elastic. And so I just called my sister-in-law and I said, could you please come and stay with my son? I'm checking into a hotel and I'm just going to sit and flip TV channels without interruption and do nothing. And it was like I was a different person. And so I'm getting ready to do that again this weekend before we get to that critical stage. But for me, what's really challenging is finding a daily self-care thing, you know, while balancing single parenthood and trying to find a way to do that. So for me, a challenge is to do it on a daily basis or at least on a weekly basis or something. It's for a sustained time. That for me is a challenge.
And so what stands in the way from on a week-to-week basis? Is it just your son's always there? Is it activities you have planned? Is it work? Is it all the above?
It's all the above. I mean, it's just like, it's like everything. It's like, you know, cleaning, cooking. I've managed to do this year some of his activities he's going to get to do at school, so that's going to free up our evening significantly. But so I'm hoping that that's going to help. But it's a lot. It's, you know, at the end of the day, I'll say I've cleaned the kitchen, I cooked dinner, and now I'm exhausted and I want to do some self-care, but I really just want to go to sleep.
You're like the best thing I can do.
You know,
right now is just
I'm just going to go to sleep, but I'm trying to also do something where I'm, you know, and then that's like this weekend, which I did before, which is where I just go and I completely unplug. And, and I'd like to be able to find a way to do that, to just have a few minutes, you know, on a regular basis to unplug. And I think there's a lot of things just on it. You know, I have this long to-do list of things I need to do Right. Kind of shifting things over from, you know, like my husband to just me. So there's a long to-do list. So, but I'm trying to, I keep trying to come up with ideas and they keep getting taken away. So I'm trying. One of the things, you know, it's like I try doing stuff in the evening. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit down and relax. And then the evenings get away from me. And so now I'm starting to, I tried it a little bit last week and I was, in looking at the thing, I was thinking that this might be something for me to do is to wake up earlier in the morning and just to let myself have a cup of coffee and just kind of decompress and, you know, just kind of set my day up with a little bit of, okay, I'm just going to sit here and drink a cup of coffee and that's it.
I think that's great. I think that's great. And I think it's even greater that you recognize that you needed a break last year and then you just went to the hotel and unplugged for a couple of days. I think that's fabulous. And that you plan to do it again this year before it got to, I love it. I think that's phenomenal. So make sure you, again, high five, pat on the back, giant hug for you for recognizing that you are reaching your limit. Because, I mean, the rubber band thing is true, right? A rubber band that's stretched out and snaps back all the time maintains or retains its resilience. And a rubber band that's stretched out and is held stretched out becomes dry and brittle and cracks and can't bounce back. And so, yeah, we get stretched to our breaking point a lot. And I can't even begin to imagine the things that you've gone through in the past year. And I'm so sorry for your loss. You've been stretched out. And if you can't bounce back, you know, what's the next step, right? So I'm just in awe of the fact that you recognized that you needed to go and get a break and that you got it. And now you're planning ahead for it. And what do you need to do to give yourself permission to recognize just zoning out in the evening as self-care? Does it feel like self-care?
You know what, honestly, and this is kind of one of those things I was working on with Diane, is like the values. Like I tried doing that. Like I said, okay, I'm just going to go do this. But then, you know, I would say, okay, I'm going to choose to do self-care as opposed to cleaning the kitchen. But then that would stress me out. So in the evenings, I'm like, I'm just choosing to set up for the next day and do that. But, and then if there's time in the evening after that, you know, after I get set up for the next day, if there's time in the evening, then I'll do self-care. But that doesn't happen. By the time everything's done and the next day is set up, I'm in bed exhausted. So that's why I'm trying to shift to try the morning to see if, you know, getting up in the morning, getting up before him, before I do anything, just to have a cup of coffee, just to kind of unplug and just enjoy a cup of coffee. That's like that I can do. I can fit that in.
I think that's awesome. Perfect. Yeah. Sometimes it's just a couple minutes, right? Or, you know, a half hour. Or sometimes we're not even sure what we need to refill that tank. I think that's great. Okay. Thank you for sharing all that. Who wants to go next? What's coming up? Things that stand in the way.
Well, for me, this is Catherine. I need to get it back into my routine of yoga. It's harder during the summer, and I just need to get back into that routine. The limiting factor is the class I take is at noon to Pacific time, and it, you know, when I have to have Dr. Foy appointments or whatever, I can't go. But I have to do that, the non-heated yoga, because I have a brain tumor also. My neurosurgeon said you can't do anything that, you know, it for overheat you. So that's one thing I like to do, and I just need to get back to a regular schedule on that.
Okay. Gotcha. Is there something else that you can do besides the noon class that would give you some of the same benefits?
You know, we walking the dog, and he recommended Pilates, but I don't like that. I've tried it a couple times, and I'm like, no, thank you.
Not for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just need to find time to work it into my schedule.
Yeah.
My goal is, you know, 2 times a week.
Okay.
Just, you know, and then, yeah. And just,
yeah, no, I think exercise is, I mean, I think it's a critical one for all of us. If we're not keeping our bodies and, you know, healthy and burning off excess stress and energy that way, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's I'm a bear. I can always tell the days that I haven't worked out. And my husband can too, and he usually recommends that I go and get out. Just because we need it. It's an outlet, right? And oddly enough, I find in these calls that that's typically the number one thing that most of us have gotten away from. And it's one of the harder things to get back to for some reason. Who else wants to share what stands in the way or what they would like to focus on in terms of self-care?
Okay, I'll go next. This is David.
Go for it.
I would like to say that one thing that is kind of a problem for us also is not having any breaks for us together.
Yeah.
So we don't really have any good childcare at this time. So I think, I don't know if that's part of this particular session, but that's something I think.
Oh, yeah, it's all part of self-care. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's a key point, right? I mean, parents of ADHD kids and kids with complex needs are more likely to get divorced. And so the care and feeding of your marriage is absolutely about self-care. And it is a challenge because when we need to find daycare or someone to watch our kid, we actually need someone that's got a little bit of training or someone that we can, you know, teach what we need them to do and what they can expect. And, you know, if this happens, do this. Or we just need to, you know, limit our time away to something really short, which often doesn't lend itself well to filling that bucket up. So, yeah, I think that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
We'll come back around to that one at the end and make sure everybody's gotten a chance to chime in.
This is Valerie. I would say that I've done significantly better with self-care since I switched jobs in June.
Oh, good.
Not so stressed with the new job. And so, and now especially that school started, I'll stop in the morning. I work from home if I'm not traveling. So when I'm at home, mm-hmm. I can get up and stop in the morning and go out for a walk while the weather's still cool. So that's been a really good thing. So I feel like I've really done some steps to move forward from a self-care standpoint, but at the same time, when I travel or when I'm getting ready to travel or just getting home from traveling, then it just completely goes by the wayside because I feel like I've got so much other attention-needing items to take care of.
Yeah, yeah, and you're out of your routine. You're out of your space. It's more challenging to fit it in. Yeah. But that's great. Did you switch jobs specifically to decrease stress?
No, not really.
it was just a happy side effect.
It was a happy side effect. So,
good.
And it's been a pleasant side effect. So,
good. Awesome. I love it when that happens. You're like, oh, somehow the universe knew I needed to be here. Very cool. Did we catch everybody? Reagan, did you go?
I think the biggest challenge for me as far as self-care goes is in a time like everybody else, but it's not really the lack of it. It's more so the unpredictability of it because I don't really know what to expect with him from one day to the next, whether he did any work at school that day or if he's going to have to bring everything home that he did that day and we're going to be an hour and a half working on homework or 3 hours working on homework. So it's always like we're just kind of in a wait and see versus being able to really plan very much because we have no clue what's going on from one to the next or, you know, what kind of mood he's going to be in or, you know, if we go out and eat, if he's going to buck up and sit in the car for 2 hours or, you know, it's just a lot of things that kind of are just always unknown and it makes it very hard. You know, the plan, it makes it hard to stay kind of even temperament and just, you know, the stress levels and stuff. You it's just kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I think that brings me kind of to the second part of this, and that's, you know, if we model good self-control and self-awareness and self-care, then we're actually teaching our kids how to do that as well and how important it is. You know, and that's our goal, right? It's that we're raising our kids to be adults, not to be tall kids. And so part of that involves, you know, teaching them the skills and the life strategies that they need to be successful. And the timeline is not going to be the timeline that we want it to be. It's going to be probably much longer than we would like, and it's not going to look anything like our neighbor's kids or our friend's kids' timeline, but that's okay. And one of the things that we can continue to do is reinforce the importance of taking care of ourselves and staying healthy so that our kids learn to do that. Because at some point they're going to be in college or living away from home, we hope, and they're going to need to know how to take care of themselves, to go exercise if they need it, to go to bed and get some sleep if they need it, to unwind if they need to. And we need to be good role models for them. Okay, so let's go back around and take aim. So we're going to take aim on either something that's come up while we were talking. Some of you probably already have a pretty good idea of what you're going to take aim on, just based on what you've already shared. And the thing with taking aim is that, you know, if you change your mind tomorrow about what you took aim on, that's totally fine. If you change your mind in the course of this conversation, totally fine. We're not going to hold you accountable unless you want us to. You know, we're not going to be like, you took aim on this and you came back and shared this, unless that's what you need to be successful. And we do have some clients who ask us to do that, but don't feel like you need to. So whatever is coming up for you, you know, and as we're talking, like I said, if it changes, great. You know, in 2 weeks when we have the next call, if you want to report back on what you took aim on and how it progressed and how the action steps went, that's great. If you just want to share something completely different, totally fine. So who wants to take aim first?
Well, this is Catherine. I need to just look at my calendar and find time to go to my class.
Okay, so that's an action step, right? So you're taking aim on going to class.
Yep.
Or, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Who's next?
Okay, I'll go next. David.
All right.
Need to explore some possibilities for childcare, and also I need to put on my calendar at least weekly going to the gym. I'm way out of practice on that, and that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Two things. Usually I don't let people choose two things because we want to be successful, but it's the first time, so
I'll take that.
Okay. Good.
This is Marshall, and I'm sorry, I just joined the call, and I hope I don't have too much road noise in my car, and I jumped on the call today, but so I kind of missed the first half, but I got to see that it was about self-care, the discussion. So, you know, and I'm kind of in a difficult situation right now from a self-care perspective in that my doctor wants me to take some medical leave because I'm dealing with a lot of delayed grief and depression issues since I lost my husband. And I have had a medical that I've been sitting on for 2 weeks, and I need to submit it and take work. And I just have not been able to get myself to do it even though I need it. So I need to take aim to do that.
Do you want to explore that, or do you want to leave it there for now?
I'm going to leave it there for now, but it is, you know, definitely something that's weighing on me right now. It definitely falls into that self-care.
Okay, because we can work through, you know, what's standing in the way and what it signifies if you want to, but I don't want to push you unless you feel like it, so we can leave it there if that's more comfortable.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. Thanks for letting us know you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Marcella, if you want to, you can put your phone on mute, or I can mute you from here.
Okay. I'll mute it, and that way you all won't have all my road noise.
And just come back in whenever you're ready, or if you have something to say, okay?
Cool. Will do.
All right, thanks. Who else wants to take aim? Who hasn't taken aim yet? I think several people.
Well, this is Courtney, and I sort of kind of think I took aim when I was talking, but I'll go ahead and just say it again. I'm going to, the action step that I'm going to take is I'm going to try and take a couple, you know, get up in the morning a little bit earlier just to have a few minutes of a cup of coffee where I'm just unplugged and I'm not rushing yet and I'm just relaxing and I'm just taking it easy. And if I can build on that, maybe a little meditation or yoga, because I've been inspired by Catherine.
Okay. That's great.
If I can add that in. So I miss my yoga classes too. And I was like, you know what? That sounds so nice. Maybe I could get in one of those.
I love yoga.
I think that's awesome. I have never been very good at yoga.
And I love meditation. So that Headspace app is my plug for the day.
That's great. I am too ADHD for meditation. But I love that people can do it. I've tried some micro ones. And I want to make sure that I'm explaining the difference between taking aim and an action step, just to be clear. And you guys have done an amazing job. I don't think that any of these things are reasons not to go the direction that you're going. But so like an action step is going to be, or a system or a structure is going to be something specific that you're going to do, right? So getting up in the morning and having coffee, that's an action step. That's something specific. You're taking aim really on identifying an opportunity for self-care or making an opportunity for self-care a habit. Do you understand the difference? Kinda?
Yeah.
I think
so. This is
kinda.
Valid. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I was just going to say, this is Valerie, and I'm going to take aim by trying to figure out that way to do a better job with self-care when I am traveling and when I return home in that chaos.
Awesome. And so then I would say, so what's an action step you're willing to take to make that happen?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Maybe it's taking an exercise video with me that I can do in a hotel room. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Perfect. So forgive me, Valerie. I was kind of using that as an example of the difference between taking aim and an action step. Does that clarify it a little better? It'll become a lot more clear when we move into, you know, taking aim on something specific with our kids, since we're kind of taking aim on something for ourselves, and the topic is already self-care, so we're sort of by default taking aim on self-care. It's a little less, I don't know, distinct, a little more fuzzy, but it's good to get in practice. So forgive me if I push you a little bit to clarify and kind of drill down to get to exactly what we're going for, or what, it's not what we're going for, but just something in your mind that's specific enough. Cool. Did we get everybody?
No, this is Reagan. I think being in this group actually is kind of a step that I've already taken, a little bit of the self-care, because just having folks to listen to and talk to, I think is a big step toward some mental health for me. As far as taking aim, I think looking for time, I guess, when he's not a factor during the workday or after he's gone to bed or something, I just have to look at those options when the time is a little more predictable, I guess, and look at making it a priority instead of something I do as an afterthought if I have time, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like that you're taking time. You're taking aim on finding time, right? Finding time to devote to self-care. And I love your earlier point, obviously, that, you know, the parents who are in the parent success system are the parents who are looking for answers and are willing to do pretty much whatever they need to be the parent that their kid needs. And so I want to commend you guys. And again, another opportunity to high five, do a little happy dance, hug, for taking the time to join the Parent Success System, because it makes all the difference in the world. And there are a lot of kids out there whose parents aren't willing to join a support group or sign up for a class like this, or really do anything to help change themselves, to help change the tone of the home. And it's unfortunate. So you guys are the good ones. In case you ever forget, I always like to remind you. All right, so what I'd like to do now, if everyone is okay, we can go back around and try to check out, or we can do a little laser coaching. If we check out, what we'll do is go back around and go through the list of questions at the end. And I may push you a little bit to get specific on a couple things if you want. Or I may not. Or we can do some laser coaching. And if we're doing laser coaching, then someone would volunteer a challenge or something that's going on at home that they would like some specific direction on or some specific coaching around, and we can work through that. You guys are quiet. and that's okay.
Michelle, for me, the laser coaching would probably be helpful.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? What specific situation do you need coaching around?
It is my challenge with taking the medical leave that I need from work, you know, to deal with some issues with my delayed grief and depression. And for whatever reason, I'm having a hard time, even though I've been sitting on this doctor's bill for 2 weeks, just submitting it and doing it for some reason. And I can't quite figure out why I'm doing that, you know, being that my doctor highly advises this is both my medical doctor as well as my grief counselor that I've been working with as well.
Yeah. Well, usually when we come to a place of indecision like that, we've got some values that are in conflict. And so you have a strong value, it sounds like, around loyalty and commitment, probably in follow through at work. And you also have a value around taking care of yourself and being a healthy individual who's there for a kid. And so when that happens, we usually kind of stall out for a little while until either it becomes a tipping point where one outweighs the other, or we figure out a way to be at peace with it. And so what's the story that you're telling yourself in your head? You know, when you think about taking medical leave, there's a voice in your head that's telling you something. It's suggesting that you shouldn't do that, there's something behind it.
Yeah, it's suggesting that I should be stronger, to kind of balance everything and work through it all, you know, be there for my son, you know, he's 18. So I'm feeling weak if I do that, even though I need the time, and I'm pretty much probably at that tipping point. I had a friend text and ask me if I'm just waiting to break. Is that what I'm waiting for? And I don't want it at that point.
Yeah. What if asking for help and taking leave is the strongest thing you can do, and the thing that shows your son that you're strong enough and love him enough to take that break.
Right. And that's what I need to focus on, and I haven't focused it that way at all.
So if you were to change the story in your head and taking medical leave was actually a sign of strength and bravery and not a sign of weakness, what are some things you could be telling yourself instead?
I would actually be showing strength to take the time, you know, versus staying in a current situation that's not healthy for me right now when I have the option to get better.
And if you wave your magic wand and you fast forward, you know, 3 months, let's say, to the end of your medical leave, what does that look like? How are you feeling?
I'm hoping that I don't feel, you know, just overwhelmingly sad and just overwhelmed with everything, you know, and that I'm better and better able to support my son too.
Yeah. Can we flip that or reframe it just a little bit instead of, I hope that I don't feel overwhelmingly sad? If you were to put it in terms of, I feel maybe happy is a stretch, but, you know, I feel more at peace.
Yeah. I think more at peace or more able to, I think, cope with everything.
Okay. More solid?
Yeah.
More stable?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be good.
Yeah. And what do you think that would show your son?
I think because, you know, no, he doesn't know the specifics, you know, of what's going on, but I think he can tell just because of how I'm interacting, but I think that would show him, if I take that time to get better, that he will see me be at least happier, because right now I think he just sees me as just extremely stressed and irritated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not the mom you want to be.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. Shoot, I had a thought and it just went away. I hate it when that happens. Dang it, and it was really good too. It'll come back.
No, but thank you.
So what? Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, the thing is that we usually wait until it's almost too late to ask for help.
Yeah.
And so, Courtney, that's why I was, you know, commending you for recognizing earlier this year and having the time set aside already, because we do. We typically wait until we are literally close to breaking down before we ask for help. And so can I push you to commit to an action step in the next 2 weeks? Even if it's not turning into form in?
Yes.
I mean, that would be great, but if
an action step of at least communicating with my manager, you know, that I have to do this, you know, because I haven't even taken that step to say, you know, I've got to take some time away and hope to come like a better employee.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to take advantage of those benefits, but they're there for a reason. And there's no, I know you know this, there's no shame in wanting to be a better person and a better employee and a better mom and having to deal with these things that life has thrown us that we didn't ask for and didn't plan for.
Right.
So we still have to figure out a way to get through. Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
But,
good.
I think that action item would move me down the path of actually submitting, because I just haven't, you know, I've just kind of trying to keep the facade up, but I need to have that discussion with my manager and say, hey, I need this time to, you know, just get myself together and hopefully come back and also, you know, a better employee as well as just a better mom.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he would hesitate, or he or she would hesitate for a second. Encourage you to do that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll follow up with you later. Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So this is the part where we go back around and we check out, and then we ask ourselves those four questions. And hopefully we have time for everyone to answer the four questions, because I think it's a key part of processing the things that we've been talking about and kind of solidifying them in our minds. And if we want to look at the wheel of personal care or self-care, we can take aim on something there. There's several categories. It's sleep, nutrition, exercise, personal care, which I'm thinking is like getting your nails done, getting your highlights done, that kind of stuff. Your physical environment. You know, this can be tone of the home type stuff. So, you know, is the house a mess? Is your home filled with things that you love? Does your environment, you know, reflect the person that you are or want to be? Time management, something that we all struggle with. Social life, when was the last time you went out with a friend? Went to see a movie, had coffee, went for a walk. Sexuality and intimacy. And I think I already said sleep. So if you want to take aim on something specific there, you can. Or if you want to, oh, we've already taken aim, sorry. If your action step wants to, if you want your action step to be related to something on the wheel, that's great. Or something you took aim on, that's great. Like I said before, if you've changed what you want to take aim on, that's okay too. So again, the questions are, what did I focus on or pay most attention to today? What's my clarity or my aha or my takeaway from today? What's a realistic action step for me to take? And how can I set myself up for success with this action? If you want to take a second or two and just think about it, you can take more than a second or two. And then just chime in when you're ready.
Hey there, this is Reagan. I think from a takeaway today, I guess, is just that it sounds like that you really need to almost build yourself some kind of routine to where you are forcing yourself in a way to make this time that it's necessary and not kind of voluntary. It's not an afterthought kind of thing. Like we tend to put everything and everyone ahead, and that's always priority one. And then you kind of are left with the scraps, and by then you're usually not feeling so great to do the self-care. So, I think for me, I'm just going to have to really look at my time and try to create a routine where I can fit these things in and it becomes more of a habit than just something that I can do kind of randomly or kind of sporadically, and it really not make that much difference.
Yeah. So what do you need to set yourself up for success?
I have a value that really is anti-routine. I value this flexibility, and when I think of routine, it feels claustrophobic. That can be a challenge. So, really forcing myself to sit down and try to schedule that time, is going to be key. And then sticking with it and trying to get over that hurdle of, looking at it as what I can gain from it versus what I'm losing.
Does it have to be something that's routine?
I think almost because, I think once things become more of a habit, they're just habit then. And otherwise, they're a little bit harder to maintain because there's so much that can kind of get in the way of that you're just going to be more prone to allow to happen, I guess.
Mhm. So let me think for a second.
For me,
if
anyway,
you are working. Yeah. Good.
Because if I schedule time during my lunch hour to go run or walk or something, I would want to kind of make that kind of a thing to where that's what I do. At 12 o'clock, that's what I can do and try to make that a habit versus, somebody says, hey, you want to go somewhere and grab a bite to eat or you want to go do this instead or whatever, I would be less prone to take them up on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this. Try that, and if it feels heavy and yucky after a while, will you commit to me that you'll switch gears and try something different?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, Reagan. Who else is ready to check out?
Okay, I'll go. This is David. I think I'm going to laser focus on trying to get exercise scheduled into my week. And
all right.
My aha, this is really just the self-care is really needs to be a priority to be a better father and husband and better person. And so I'm going to put that on my schedule at some point that works and stick to it, plan ahead, at least one day ahead to do that.
So what do you need to do or what do you need to have to set yourself up for success? Do you need extra time to set your calendar? Do you need someone to say, look at your calendar? Do you need someone to hold you accountable?
I think Catherine needs to hold you accountable.
I can do that.
Catherine, are you okay with that? But David, you have to promise not to get, itchy if she holds you accountable.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I think we can both keep each other accountable.
Okay. I want to hear when you're going to yoga later.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear
not
how this
say. Goes. No, because the class is at noon, so. But tomorrow I will go.
All right. Awesome. Catherine, do you want to answer the first three questions or the first couple of questions? What did you pay attention to and kind of what your aha or takeaway was?
The self-care is really important. And the takeaway is really that everyone here understands what we're all going through. This is my first on time on the call. You know, it's not that, we support each other and figure out what we're all going to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to know you're not alone, right? And that the things that happen in your house are happening in other people's houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of this is normal for our lives and our kids. Awesome. Cool. Who else is ready? Valerie? Did I lose you? Courtney, you ready to check out?
Yeah. One of the things that was kind of like a takeaway for me was that kind of was like a bit of an aha moment was not only does the self-care help me to kind of reset and to be, to just be in a better position to kind of handle the day-to-day stresses and everything, but one of the things that it was kind of funny that it kind of dawned on me was I think one of the reasons why I was able to know that I just needed like a couple days away or I needed some time off was, and this goes back to kind of modeling for kids, because when I was in high school, and this was something that just kind of dawned on me, when I was in high school, my mom would let us have, my brother and I would get one mental health day a semester. And it was like
it was
a day, we had a lot of things on it, like, a lot of restrictions, like it couldn't be on the day of the test, your homework had to be all cut up, you couldn't, this couldn't be something to like get out of something. It had to be a responsible day off. But we used to have mental health days, and it didn't, it wasn't something that I necessarily consciously carried with me, but I think that laid the foundation for me to say, you know what, I just need a mental health break. And so that's something that I want to kind of keep in mind in doing my own self-care is to have a certain level of transparency and sharing it with my son about how important it is and how good it is to do that.
I love that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, not only is it important for us, but it's important to model for our kids too, so they know that it's normal to get to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, I just can't handle all this stuff right now. And hopefully we've put things in place that we don't get to that point very often, but some days we absolutely need a mental health break. That's awesome. Awesome. So I think we've already touched on some of the things that you're going to do to set yourself up for success.
Yep.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think I'm taking a baby step, but for me, it's an important one. I'm like, that's where I'm at, my realistic. I'm like, yeah, the gym will come and everything. I'm like, all I'm aiming for right now is that one cup of coffee in the morning where I'm unplugged.
You know what? Baby steps are good, right?
Yeah.
When we're stuck
yeah.
in the mud, a baby step is huge, absolutely huge. So that's awesome. Thank you.
Do I need to close out? I can't remember
sure.
the question.
yeah, no, that's okay. So what was your aha or takeaway today?
This was only on for a little while, but I think the aha is how important, you know, self-care is something I, like everyone I think on the call, tend to push to the background. And, you know, if I had more focus on it, you know, maybe I wouldn't now be at this extreme need for self-care.
Mm.
So.
Well, we already talked about your action steps and what you need to do to set yourself up for success. Is there anything
right.
that you want to add?
You know, no, just, you know, hopefully I'll have a positive report that I've taken the action step that I need to, you know, to.
Yeah, well,
to,
any forward action is a step forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys, does anybody else want to check out? Got so quiet all of a sudden. All right. Going once, going twice. We try to honor everybody's time. And keep these calls to an hour. Occasionally we'll go over, but for the most part we should end right at the top of the hour. And we don't care if you come late. If you can only join us for half the call, join us for half the call. If you can't come at all, that's totally fine. Listen to the recording or dial into another group. And let's see, housekeeping stuff. If you have not received a copy of the workbook or you haven't joined the Facebook forum, let me or the team at Impact ADHD know. And we'll make sure we get you in. And then also, if you want to share something in the forum or you have a question for Elaine, Diane, or I, make sure you tag us in your post, because we may not look at, I don't look at the forum necessarily every day. I try to be there every day, but a couple of days sometimes go by. And if you tag me, I'll look right away and know that you're asking a question. So feel free to share information there, ask questions of the other folks in the forum. The private forum, the Lifeline, is for clients only. So anyone who's in the Parent Success System or is a private client or has taken Sanity School, those are the folks that are going to be in the Lifeline forum.
Okay.
All right, guys.
How do you get
we'll
to
have a,
the Lifeline
sorry?
Forum? Sorry? How do you get to the Lifeline forum? Did you say that's a direct link that we have to get from you all?
Yeah, so you should receive an email from the team or a request to get the email that you use
okay.
for your Facebook account,
okay.
and then you'll get an invitation to join that way. If you don't have a Facebook
okay.
account, that's fine. We have some people who do set up Facebook accounts just to join the forum, and then we have, you know, other people who are on Facebook all the time. It's, you know, whatever is convenient for you. I mean, it's a nice
okay.
forum. I mean, people in there are great folks, so like you guys.
Okay.
But let me know if you have not received that from the team, and we can always send it again. Sometimes it goes to the spam folder.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're
yeah.
welcome. All right, everybody. One more question? Nope. All right. Have a fabulous couple of weeks. Thank you for being
great.
Here,
well,
and welcome.
You.
Thank you.
Back
this
to you
great.
Thanks so
bye-bye.
Much.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
The moderator has left the conversation.